Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Followed by Hamish and Andy. This is Carrie and Tommy.
It is Carrie and Tommy live around Australia. Bickmore.
It's funny not having Buzz here.
Buzz is, of course, away today.
Yeah.
Which is
You're the man about town. You're going to be opening and closing all our breaks.
Is Buzz,
how exciting.
Is Buzz the man about town?
No, well...
I didn't know I was filling that
our
role.
Show.
What's he been doing
He's
after
up and about.
Hours? Bloody hell.
Where is Buzz today? I don't actually know.
I don't know. I don't know where Buzz is today. I'm not sure. We haven't been told. He might turn up halfway through the show. We'll see. What's coming up, Vicky?
I've just worked out that you talking at the beginning and then talking afterwards, your brain's having a bit of trouble. It's either that or the Sudafed.
No, it could be both. I'm quite high on cold and flu tablets at the moment.
I want to talk about my daughter's gone wild. She's gone bad.
Gorgeous Evie.
Oh, you saw her today, yeah?
Yeah.
So sweet, yeah?
She's so
oh,
sweet.
Oh, no, no,
really?
No. Three awkward situations in the last 24 hours she has put me in.
Okay. Mm. Well, you'll find out what they are next. This is a bit of Pink. Beautiful trauma. Oh, Carrie and Tommy. Live across the Hit Network, all around the country. Buzz not here and currently not being missed.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You may have noticed this is Tommy's voice, of course. Buzz, we have no idea where Buzz is, but Buzz is away today. Oh, sorry. Just got a message. Oh, that's weird.
You're an idiot.
Oh, it's from Buzz. He says, did you know Sizzler is still doing all-you-can-eat lunch? Running a bit late, guys. Okay. Well,
don't
there we go. We might see him before.
Mean.
I'm not.
We're missing you, Buzz. Well, I am anyway.
He can't
Let's
hear you,
about...
mate. He's got a mouthful of Sizzler.
Let's talk about my little cutie patootie, all right? Sweet little thing. So sweet.
One of the cutest kids I've ever met.
I just want to squeeze your cheeks all the time.
Yeah.
Give lots of little kisses. In fact, I do often. This morning... when she came to sit into bed, I will admit I was very tired and I've had a cold. And so when you first wake up in the morning with a cold, you feel gross. And I was kind of turning my head away from her and wasn't wanting to kiss her because
yeah,
I didn't
want
to make her
sick
and all the rest of it. So we didn't have our normal mummy-daughter time this
sure.
morning, right? And then a bit later on, we were out and about and there was a whole lot of people around and we were all talking and I went to give her a kiss and she said, no, mummy's gross and yucky.
Whoa.
And I was like, oh, what? And I was like, no, I'm not. She goes, yes, yes, daddy. I want daddy. I don't want mummy. And then I was like, okay. And then he said to me, you did say this morning I'm feeling gross.
Yeah.
So she's obviously repeating that you're gross and yucky, not understanding what gross means. And I thought, that's good. Yeah, that's good.
But we're both pretty gross at the moment.
We are pretty gross.
You can hear it in our
but
voice.
But for a 2.5-year-old to think you're gross.
I know, like... for your mum too. Oh, your mum, you're gross.
Then we
she's a little
up with
snot
some...
rocket herself as well.
Oh, I know. Yeah. She does get it all crusty around the nose. Then we caught up with some friends and she was playing with both of our friends.
Yeah.
And one of them was trying to throw a ball and she said, I don't like you, I like the other one. And I was like, oh,
whoa.
No, oh, sorry, hun, and then I'm like, I don't even know how to, she just doesn't like you. I don't even know what to say.
Yeah.
Then I get into work, and one of my mates from work comes in, she's like, he's like, Evie, and he rushes up to Evie, and Evie goes, baby in your belly. There's no baby in his belly.
Oh.
No.
The one thing worse than calling a woman pregnant when she's not, calling a man pregnant. Oh, no.
And then I tried to explain to him how she had just said to the friend, I don't like you, and then how she'd call me gross in the morning I was in. I was literally in, like, what's the mode that you go into? Like,
beast mode.
Like, not defense mode, but like.
Sorry.
Beast mode. What's that?
I don't know.
Repair mode? I don't know.
You're right. Patching things up. Is that why?
Up because she's so sweet. I don't want people thinking she's a little turd.
Is that why? She's a cute little turd.
A cute little turd.
Is that why? Usually we have a lot of visitors come past here. The doors haven't opened. They say hello. Is that why we've had like none today? Because they've all just been insulted.
Been offended by Evie.
Oh, there goes Fatso. There goes Grossy.
But this is the thing. I know she's getting to the age where she's just now saying things like kids have no filter. They're just saying things without thinking about it. It was like when Ollie said to me when we were at a cafe, I had to take him to the toilet with me one day and then we came back out and the waitress came up to service and this is when he was about 3 and he said, Mummy just did a poo. And I was like, oh, wow. Sure. Okay.
Good.
We're sharing that, aren't we? And this is the thing. So
Where were you?
I was at a cafe.
How far was the cafe from your house?
A long way. That's not what this is about.
If I had the profile that you had, I wouldn't be pooing in public anymore.
What do you mean?
I'd be, wait, I've decided.
Sometimes you can't hold on.
But how far? A cafe? It would have been a local cafe.
No, it was probably 20 minutes from home. Yeah, that's a long drive.
I'm driving 20. That is. Anyway, what'd you have? A double espresso and just
13,
went bang.
10, 60. I want to hear when your kid's gone bad, when they've just said something that you're like, no. They didn't say that.
That's great. I'd love to take calls on that. I think an alternate phone we could do is, who's the most famous person you've seen doing a poop in public? No? Okay, back to the first one.
Where's Buzz? Kids. Buzz, come back.
Kids
gone kids. Bad. 13, 10, 60. Oh, hang call
on.
Us. What?
Hang on. Well, I think, Buzz is away, right? Yes. So I just want
just play. Let's just go okay. now. Galantis featuring Throttle. Yeah. Tell me you love me.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We are. Sorry. I've just got another message. Oh, this is from Buzz. He says he's left Sizzler. But he's just stopped off to try the new KFC gravy mashies on the way, so he's going to be a bit longer.
I think this is unfair.
He might. He might
trolling.
Get there. This is not trolling.
It is.
This is radio.
It's not.
What are we talking about?
Buzz,
Biggers?
Text me if you've got anything you'd like me to say on your behalf. Don't text Tommy anymore.
No message tone coming through.
I only just said it.
Oh, but I've got another one. Tell Bickers that you're my favourite and I'll never text her first. Okay.
We're talking about when kids have gone bad because Evie's just started telling people, my mates, guys, that they've got babies in their bellies and she told one of my friends she doesn't like her, she likes the other one. She told Mummy this morning that she was gross.
Yes.
So we're asking, when has your child gone bad? I guess right. I just want to know also whether your child went bad and came back. I want to know that she'll come back to sweet little Evie again.
Oh, you reckon this could be years?
I don't know. I don't know how long. Katie from Newcastle. Tell me, Hi, did your daughter go bad?
She's pretty wild. she just gets me every single day. Sometimes what? I think, oh God, do I even take her out?
What's she telling people?
Well, the other day, at the supermarket, I was doing the shop and I had her 8-month-old baby brother in the carrier in the front, and she was sitting in the trolley. And we were lining up waiting to pay for our groceries, and she just sort of looked behind me and she goes, oh, just shut up to this lady behind me. And I went, I beg your pardon, oh, I'm so sorry. And the lady said, did she just tell me to shut up? I said, yeah, I'm really sorry, I'm so sorry. And she just started laughing and she said, oh, I probably deserved it though, didn't I? And Demi said, just shush your mouth.
Oh, she's not even learning from the first shut up.
Yep. But oh, no.
Oh, actually, Evie has started saying shush up lately. Shush up. Like, where do you even get that from?
Shush up.
Yeah.
The confidence of kids now as well. I remember when I was little.
Oh, he said that.
And if older kids were around, but now little kids don't care.
Hey, Amy, has your little one gone wild?
Yeah, she has. How's it going, guys?
Good.
My daughter, we were at ballet the other day, and there's a mum there that has a mole below her nose.
Oh, no.
And
oh, no.
My daughter actually said to her, why do you have a booger on your face?
Oh, no.
Yeah,
it
was really embarrassing.
Do I understand that she also said something to the Telstra man?
Yeah, he was a bigger gentleman who had quite a large head, and she said to him, in the middle of conversation, why do you have a big head? And my partner was like gobsmacked. We were like, how do we defuse this situation? Because the poor bloke, I was like, what do I say?
There's nothing you can say.
We were just like, you've got a small head because you're little. And he said, he's an adult.
And if it makes you feel better, as a fully grown adult, I was at a party once and there were these like canapé things going around.
Canaps,
yep. And a girl had one and they had bits of olive in them and I went to get the bit of olive off her cheek and that was a mole.
Oh.
So I didn't just say it. I physically grabbed it with my fingers.
Do you remember when you did that when we were away in LA?
No.
And there was a girl that walked past and you thought her sunscreen hadn't rubbed in and you said, oh, you've just missed a bit of sunscreen. You went to rub it and she said, no, it's covering my mole.
Yeah, that was one of my highlights.
You've gone bad like Evie. That's your bit now.
I thought we were going.
We really need Buzz back. Oh, hold on. Buzz has just texted.
Oh, no, that was weird. That came through to my phone.
The show is sounding terrible.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Bickers.
Yes, it's time. It's time for...
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
We're in a day and age where companies are trying to be, you know, more respectful, more politically correct, you know, not sexist, diplomatic about things in the world.
You can't do anything. You can't even grab women on the boobs in the workplace anymore. What has happened to this world?
Thank goodness.
Oh, God.
Well, it appears a Russian fast food chain did not get the memo.
Oh, sorry.
They've been forced to end a special offer which gave discounts to women based on their bust size. The bigger your bust, the bigger your savings. The month-long deal was posted on the Instagram with a female customer saying, this is what it said to their female customers. Who said that we don't have touching offers? Let the cashier take a look at your bust. It sounds as bad as it sounds.
Where is this?
Russia. 48 women claimed their discounts before the deal was shut down after surprisingly a lot of complaints.
What about
10% discount for size A, 20% discount for size B, and it went on and on. Double D got 50% off.
Well, I don't know if I can bring this up tastefully, but our producer Sonda, Son.
You don't understand what off air is, do you?
Okay. I'm just saying, Son, they would be giving you money just to enter the store.
Absolutely.
It would be the best. You could be a money making scheme for you.
And I would totally take it. Yeah. Would you? No, it's incredibly offensive.
Because the thing that it says, that the women were said, say to the cashier, I want a touching discount. Then let the cashier take a look at your breasts, in brackets, no need to get undressed. Oh, thank goodness. Mm. Get a discount depending on the size. Anyway, the company's now come out saying, sorry if this hurt anybody. We had a completely different goal. Not sure what that goal was, but there is some good news. 48 young women got the discount.
Would they do the same for men? Do they do handful?
Well, so men complained as well and said, why don't we get the discount? Oh, well, honestly.
Yeah.
Who sat around that marketing meeting, but I'm guessing they didn't have a marketing meeting. It was some dude that went, oh, this would be a good idea, wouldn't it?
Yeah. It's Gustav, and he's just gone, I've got an idea.
No, his name's Javok.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not Gustav. Okay. Don't put him in this. He didn't do anything.
Sorry.
The new Qantas Dreamliner has been announced this week. Ooh. I don't know if you've seen the news about it, but it's got this seat chat function, right, where you can chat to people in other seats, and it's accidentally almost become like a dating app. They're saying you can message people that you see sitting in other seats and start a conversation.
What a nightmare.
Isn't it? It's so actually a bit creepy.
So you can look across and see a raging hottie across the aisle and just call her.
But I wonder how many people are using it as a hookup. Because I went on a flight like this recently, but it wasn't this airline. It was another airline that had that function. It was quite good because my girlfriend and I were sitting in separate seats and it was a long-haul flight. And she was like, how are you going? I said, good. Like, that's nice. Right. But you know what? Some random just messaging, wake up in the middle of your sleep. I'm watching you from D3.
Yeah, or even those people, you know, if you bump into a person that you know, right?
Oh, but
if you
were, and you're like, you were thank God we're not sitting together.
Yeah, if you were good enough friends, you're like, I'm deliberately not sitting with you.
And finally, your favourite show, The Bachelorette, was on last night.
Yes.
Sophie Monk. Oh, she has blindsided Australia by dumping a man that everyone else loved. He was the fan favourite. He was expected to make the top three from the outset. He was considered the whole package. He was nice. He was charming. He had a great job. He was a financial advisor. And she sent him packing.
Can we talk about this? I've seen all the headlines today saying, thank you. That's very good. She says that he was a fan favourite and stuff. I literally had never seen him until he got kicked out last night. Like, I thought
but
four blokes
that
got
was
roses.
He was so nice and normal. Like, you don't get the airtime unless you're peeing in pot plants and, you know.
But how can you be a fan favourite? Literally, when he came up to get told he was kicked out, I was like, where's that little fella been hiding? I saw four of them got roses, and then I was like, oh, they're not kicking off anybody tonight.
It was really interesting listening to Sophie this morning because she's quite upset about it because she said he was a really lovely man. But she was saying that, you know, she needs a bit of crazy in her life and he just kind of wasn't crazy enough. She said the perfect guy for me needs a little crazy, but she said he was really lovely and, you know, I wanted to keep everyone happy and I can't keep everyone happy and he is a perfect guy, just not for me.
Okay, so who's your tip? We're down to Blake, Stu, Apollo, and what's his name?
Jared.
Jared. Oh, yeah.
Is he the ponytail guy?
No, he's the beetroot that cries.
Oh, the beetroot that cries.
Yeah.
Everyone says it's Stu, but I don't know if to believe that or not.
He's pretty dreamy. I like him.
Do you?
Yeah, he's the only one that talks normally.
Is he he's a 44-year-old. You're talking about, no, Stu's the 44-year-old.
Yes.
Yes.
And Apollo's pretty dreamy too.
I don't know. She did say she wanted an older man from the outset.
Well, we're set to see one of them at least in Bachelor in Paradise if they don't win. Maybe old mate will go to after that. It's anyway. Good stuff. And this is the point where Buzz usually does something and we go into a song, I believe. Oh, that's just a message. Yep. Oh, that's what he does, but he said it's ads now, not a song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks, Buzz.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
A couple of days ago,
We discovered you weren't such a good mate.
Well, no, it's not like that.
To your gorgeous mate, Magesh Magesh.
One of my dear friends, Magesh, messed me. Well, anyway, this is what happened.
I sent a text to everybody in my phone. The nature of the text was a moving house and who wants to help carry boxes.
Mate, there is no chance I'm helping you move. Carrie, who do you ask to help move? People that, if you were to get married, would probably be in your bridal party. Magesh, we catch up maybe twice a year?
But there is a chance I'll be in your bridal party.
Mate, you're dreaming on that as well.
Ouch, ouch, ouch.
I know, and maybe I've been struck down by karma because I've come down with a cold since then.
But
so we finished, we got off air then, and Magesh messaged me and he said, so are you helping me move or not? And I
Oh, so he just thought that was a bit of fun on radio. And I thought you were still a nice guy.
I wrote back and I said, no chance. And he wrote back to me and he said, I know this is a long shot, but as you know, I'm all about long shots. Could you ask the producers if they could give Budget Trucks a shout out on radio, if they could give me the truck for free to move this Saturday? I'm guessing they'll say no, but as I mentioned, all about the long shots. Magesh.
Oh, at least he has a crack.
He's had a crack in it, and he joins us on the phone now. Magesh, you're great man. G'day.
Hey, thanks for having me back, guys. I never get asked back for anything. So.
Oh, of course. You've got to come back on the Carrie and Magesh show, as we called it the other day.
Well, I've just been actually writing ideas down. Funny you mentioned that, Carrie.
Okay, okay. Do you want to give us your top three?
Oh, I got nothing. I was just
Tommy never has anything, so don't let that stop you.
Yeah, it's actually perfect for this show. Now, Magesh, we reached out to one specific brand of trucks, but they haven't got back to us in time to try and get.
That is hilarious. Thank you so much for that.
Well, I mean, we've done nothing. But
did you genuinely think we might be able to, through sponsorship, get a moving truck for you, or is it a joke?
I've seen Tommy's act. I know how he's popular with the kids and social media, so I know at least 30 or 40 people must listen to this show, and I was just thinking it goes out to them.
We did actually have a few people just offer to personally help you move.
Yeah.
But, really?
Yeah. But here's the thing. How much do you reckon a truck would cost you for the day?
$250.
Oh, you've priced this? You know exactly?
Yeah, I know what it costs.
Tommy feels so bad that he's not going to help you move, that he's decided he's going to pay for your moving truck, haven't you, Tommy?
Yes.
Is that coming in your pocket or the radio station?
Oh, he's so good, Magesh. He's a very smart man.
We haven't worked out the back end deal because I'm going to try and get it out of the radio pocket, but I'm assuming it might end up coming out of mine.
How about this?
Hang on. Why do you care whose pocket's coming out of? You're getting 200.
I feel bad if it comes out of your pocket.
You do not.
No.
How about we park the hat around the office?
And are there your kids in the background? Does Magesh have kids?
Yeah.
Oh, there's little Magesh's.
Yeah.
They're so cute.
All right. Yeah. Magesh, you just need to stop thinking about this so much and just take the money and enjoy the free movie truck.
And I've just thought of an idea.
Sorry, a movie truck and a moving truck is a very different thing.
If we accidentally
send a movie truck, I'm really sorry.
Magesh, why don't you look after Magesh's kids while he moves? It's always tricky to move with kids.
It's a great question. And Magesh, how much more cash do I have to give you to get out of that as well?
It's not the cash. It's just I don't trust you with my kids,
Tom. Hey, happy moving. Up next, Craig David coming in a bit. But you know what we want to hear from people? 13 1060. Give us a call if you've got a conspiracy theory.
But not the normal, weird conspiracy.
Just give us a weird. Don't ring in and go,
man on the moon wasn't
a real thing. We need to keep the show interesting. We will get your calls on. On the other side of this, Ed Sheeran, Perfect. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, coming up, Craig David. But we want to talk conspiracy theories.
I never like conspiracy theories, but this one I'm into.
It's a ripper, right?
I find them all just boring and just, I don't know. Well, this one has me intrigued because I've seen the images and I think you're onto something here.
Here is the basic theory. It's that Melania Trump has either done a runner and been replaced or has a body double who sometimes appears standing next to the president when she can't be
often
there.
Often with glasses and a hat on.
Yes.
So that you can't quite see her features fully.
Because here's the latest one, Bickers, and they've zoomed in on the photo there. That's what Melania looks like, and that's who was standing next to the president. It looks quite different,
doesn't
it?
And we'll put this image on Carrie Tommy Show Instagram and Facebook too so you can have a look. Yep. They look different. Yes. They look like different people. Similar enough that if from a distance you're in a crowd or the media, you probably wouldn't notice.
Yep.
But close up.
And the reason that people started to twig was firstly they went, well, that doesn't look like her. And the president, as he was speaking, said this.
So we're studying national emergency right now. My wife, Melania, who happens to be right here.
And why do you say that about someone? She's right here.
There. She's right here. We can see. We know. You don't need to tell us. Which means she's not right here, but let's make a big deal of the fact that this person's right here.
Right. And if that was the only doozy, you might think, oh, well, this is just an isolated thing. No, it's happened before.
I just want to thank everybody, the first responders. Melania really wanted to be with us.
Guess what? She was there. She was standing next to him.
That's the only one I think, though. Maybe he was saying, like, she really did want to be there today.
Don't kill the conspiracy theory.
Sorry.
We don't have time.
No, okay.
Ben from Melbourne, have you got a conspiracy theory?
Hey, so my friend got into an argument online with this bloke from the States who thought that Australia was a fictitious country and was created to cover up the mass killings of all the prisoners that they sent to Australia.
And so what does he think we are now?
He straight up thinks we don't exist. The guy got into an argument with him for like 45 minutes.
Well, you should tell him. You should tell him to get on a plane and check out Bondi because it is beautiful.
Any Google image search will reveal it. But yeah, my mate was adamant.
So Melania's not there. We don't exist. What else?
What have you got, Brad? What's your conspiracy?
I think Zayn Malik from 104.7 and Sia are the same person.
Zayn Malik.
Zayn Malik from One Direction.
I get what you mean. 104.7,
I was thinking, is that a radio station?
And Sia. Because, of course, she's got the hair that covers up.
You don't see her face.
But why do you think it's Zayn?
Zayn can sing those high-pitched tones, and they've recorded a song together recently, how do we know?
He's done all the bits.
I like it.
Yeah.
He's doubling down on his income. It's very good. Hey, you know what? We've got Craig David coming up next, and there's a conspiracy theory about him as well. Let's ask him about him next. Okay. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nikki, sexologist and relationship expert. As a sexologist, I get asked a lot of questions.
When you look at the internet, what images do you look at?
Are we doing it right? Am I normal?
Figuring out whether I want other people in my life to know about this.
There's a lack of permission and education out there.
It depends on the connection you have with people.
Where there's so much information that's needed that here's a platform where I can say all the things that I can't say on air.
So I have one leg that's suspended off the ground.
So this is why I've started Sex and Life. Download me, Dr. Nikki with Sex and Life, podcast1.com.au and the Podcast One app.
This man we are very excited to see tonight because his new single, Heartline, is out now on streaming and download. It's from his upcoming album, The Time Is Now, which you can pre-order right now. Mr. Craig David.
Woo! How are you? All right, guys.
Good. We're going to see you tonight, R&B Fridays Live. We're going to see and hear Heartline.
Yes, 100%. It's been amazing seeing the response to it over the shows in Sydney, and we were out in Perth and Adelaide, and just seeing like a crowd that's only just hearing the record but seem to know all the words to the chorus. So I'm very grateful.
That's good.
Does that ever spin you out? Do you ever go to parts of the world where you're like, oh, I can't even speak the language with these people, and then they start singing your lyrics?
Yeah. Do you know what? That's the power of music that I've always been so overwhelmed by, like when I've been to Japan and I've been there and I've been performing a song and you're just seeing every single word. Even the ad-libs of knowing certain parts of the tune. So I'm thinking, like, it's amazing how you don't necessarily have to have always a lyric that kind of connects. It can be that melody that people are like, oh, I get this.
Well, your music's been getting me through my runs. Since you came on the project, I remembered how much I loved that Born to Do It album. So I chucked it in my playlist. And the last three runs I've done, you have been with me the entire way. So I hope you've enjoyed that
timing?
Journey.
Did you break times that you've been setting yourself? Or?
No, but I did work out. It's funny how music, every time 7 Days comes on or Fill Me In, I run faster.
It
must be certain songs that give you that little adrenaline. Yeah. Like, oh, I love this one. And then you run faster. It's good. Music.
Oh, and I love that. That's brilliant. Thank you.
What do you listen to when you work out?
Do you know what? More recently, because I've literally just finished the Time Is Now album, I've been listening to that record because it's like, it's so fresh to me and just to hear all the final little intricate parts of it, I'm just really proud of it. Cause I'm just sort of thinking, and that's kind of like, I'm like, people haven't yet heard this yet and they're going to hear it. I think it's January 26th it comes out. That I'm like, ooh, there's some tunes on here for you guys. And that's been making me run a lot faster.
Craig, I've got a question for you, and I'd appreciate an honest answer. Yeah, I know we've just kind of met, so I understand if you want to skirt around the issue.
No, that's all good.
But there's famous stories of Kanye West listening to his own music and him putting it on at his house when he has parties. Your music is very romantic.
Oh.
Have you ever hooked up with someone and put your own music on?
No. That was a bad move. That's how you crash and burn real quick. Even if you had the idea thinking, you know what, maybe just throw a little 7 days. No, stop, turn around.
What is your music of choice during those moments?
Do you know what? I'd say just throw it back to some Marvin Gaye, maybe.
Ooh.
Do you know what I mean? Just go to the master of them kind of tunes.
You're all class.
Hey, you wanted to talk to Craig about whether, because we were talking today about Trump's wife, Melania, how there's this rumour that it's not really Melania that's on tour at the moment. It's a doppelganger, Melania.
A body double.
And we were reading all about your supposed conspiracy theory that you're not the real Craig David.
Yeah,
you're reincarnated. Is that what you are?
They said that it was like some next sort of guy had come out, like looking fresh faced, ready to take on the world. I was like, I'll own that. That's version number two. That's the one I'll be.
Hey, it's better than going the other way, isn't it? It's better than coming back and people going, oh no, you must have died and come back because you're fatter, uglier, out of shape. At least this is a compliment in the highest order, because how's the rig looking? I mean, the most recent photos I've seen of you, they're just out of this world.
Do you know what? Listen, firstly, thank you. But I'd say that the one thing that makes all of this like make sense is just getting back into the studio and making music and knowing the timestamp that my music has created over the course of my 17-year career so far. Knowing that I can achieve that again through my music makes you feel youthful, and then you go about your ways in that way. So even if the face is getting old or not, inside, I'm 16, 17 years old, having the most fun in the world.
Well, you might not be aware about how big a fans of yours we are, because often with radio shows, as you would know from being interviewed all around the world, that they have openers for certain segments they do, and you know, if they've got a regular segment. One of your songs happens to be one of our favourites to make openers for different segments, and we've used it so many times.
Fantastic.
The backstory to this, Craig, is that there's too many types of hummus in the supermarket.
Right.
And we wanted to work out for the people which one was the best one, and we thought What's Your Favourite would be a perfect opener to this segment.
That's the opener for everything. It comes in ice cream, and now it seems it's hummus.
Yeah.
I think it was used for a chicken and waffle place in America. Everyone's on that What's Your Flavour
tip.
Really?
What he's telling you, Tommy, is you've got to don't have a very original idea.
A little bit been played out, but it's fantastic though. Don't you stop doing. Keep doing what you're doing.
Let's just play it anyway.
What's your hummus? What's your favourite hummus?
It's the harmonies that you guys do. That's what sets the thing off.
Oh, it's superior. It really is.
You just, like, people are, they're not sure what to do. They're sure, should I get hummus or should I just get the pita and get nothing?
I know. Do you know what's really sad? I've always loved that opener, but now that you're here and we just played it to you, I just realised how bad it is.
Did you sink into yourself for a second then? Can we just play Heartline and just be done with this?
Like, well, I think we are going to play Heartline now. We're going to see you tonight. Your new single, Heartline, is available now on streaming and download. And, it's from your
new
forthcoming album, The Time Is Now, which you can pre-order now.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.